Three is a rezoning for 721 and 721 and a half Lorette Avenue under file DAZ 213 of 2009 in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw. This is a combined hearing, and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item 4, a variance for 721, 721 and a half Lorette Avenue under file DAB 15448 2009B. I only have one person registered, Brad Rose.
Okay. Can Brad Rose come forward?
It's a duplex that we're doing on Lorette. It's a unique duplex because it's not going to have three bedrooms. It's just an open space, so it's really for an owner-occupied. So it should be, we're excited if this goes through because there's other lots and other houses that we think would fit in with the city. It's a loft that's not downtown, and so it has parking. You could have pets. There's usually only two people living in it, up and down, so two couples at the most. So it's ideal for increased revenue, for taxes for the city, and for just having a better place to live instead of the 100-year-old houses that swamp the city that are in dire need of a lot of repair.
Now, it was zoned single family before. Was it a single family home before? Has it been used as a single family home?
It's been vacant. There's a work order from the city to demolish. It's in It's in really rough shape, but it looks like it was duplexed.
But here. Yet the zoning for duplex isn't there.
No, yeah, that's right. And it's my customer asked if we should just rental it, and I said, I think new construction is the way to go, and it's proper. It's not, we're not hiding crappy foundation. We're not, we're doing it proper. I think that's.
So you're saying there's an order, so it pretty much has to be demolished. You're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess, is it completely out of the question to put a single family house there? Because with the. Like, obviously, you make more money with duplex, but I'm just wondering, like there's been quite a few single-family houses going up around that area right now.
Yeah, and a lot of them are sitting there. The one on Hector's a good example. And it's funny because that was a FSBO, a for sale by owner, and that's how I get most of my listings. And
a new house was built and it's not moving, you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, just because the cost is, for that area... That area is not really in the 400 range yet. Mm-hmm. Maybe in 5-6 years it will be, but right now it's still in the predominantly 200, 250. That's a pretty good selling range there. And there's still some houses a little less than that there.
Even on Hector and Lorette, it's that much, right?
Well, that would be the higher end. I just sold a house in Carter for 150.
Yeah.
Like a 3-bedroom bundle. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
But even at your top dollar, 270 is going to be hard. So you're buying the land for 70, you take down the house for 10, or, you got another 10 for hookups. You're all of a sudden into it for 100 to construct anything there that's going to be livable or feasible. But it is a cool, concept. We're not taking any sunshine away from anybody because the way it's situated is east. So we've even looked at that. We're putting the lower roof line on the front, putting the higher roof line on the back.
Yeah, now on that, I have some questions on that too, because the planning report seems to feel there's a lot of concerns with what you presented, and basically are saying that they don't support what you presented. And they support the rezoning, but they don't support the actual plans you were talking about, that you would have to come back with a different plan. Is aware of that? I'm wrong about what the planning...
No, I talked to the planner. Because we have three different areas that we're going into. Talked to all three of them. They're supportive of it.
Okay.
We're doing 12-foot ceilings, so that's the we're not going above.
It says even with the sloping roof, the proposed duplex will be out of scale with adjacent homes and most residents on the street. Therefore, while we were able to support the two-family dwelling on the site, a new single-family dwelling could be constructed. We would recommend that the applicant endeavor to modify his design to the extent that the building head is reduced by 6 to 7 feet. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, we did talk about that. What we're going to do is we're going to flip it over. So previously we had the back higher. So what we're going to do is we're going to make the front lower and do the back higher. So before it was the front was higher.
The front was higher.
It was predominantly higher because we've got a slope roof. And it's about a 1-2 slope, so it's pretty gradual. But it is it's about a 4-foot difference, so it should make a difference.
Now, when you approached the city, was your original intention to make this into a duplex from the beginning?
Well, a duplex loft. Mm-hmm. That's the key word, is a loft. It's not a three-bedroom. That's why the neighbors were not disagreeing with it. It's because they were worried that we're going to build 6 bedrooms, 3 on each. All of a sudden, you have now a renter.
Mm-hmm.
It's more valuable to sell it as a single family.
Are there other duplexes or multifamily on that block or nearby?
There's quite a few duplexes. I have a duplex on Weatherden.
But on that particular, I'm just talking about that actual block where this house sits. Predominantly single families.
Yeah. But it is a short block because of the park.
Yeah, it's a very short block,
So if we added 4 or 5 more houses, there might be a couple more duplexes.
That's a stretch. just 1 second. Yes, James?
Councillor, at the corner of Coburn and Lorette, it appears to be a duplex as well because it has a dual address,
yeah.
717 and 717 and a half. Across the street on Lorette, at the corner again at 705 Scotland, which shares Lorette, that's a fourplex. So there is some mix of multifamily and single
not
family.
A lot, though.
Well, that is an area where a lot of people want to be, but there's not really a lot of quality, affordable housing. We're going to keep it around the 220 mark, and so it should be pretty affordable for most people. Most people I'm getting calls are 40 to 50, no kids, so professional couple. So, who else would you want to put in that area?
What's it going to look like from the front? Is it going to blend in with the rest? Like, is it going to look like a duplex or is it going to look like a house?
It's going to look like a house because there's only one single door. Mm-hmm. You come in the door, you enter another door, and you go up the stairs for another door. So everything's going to be self-contained. That was a key part, too, to make it fit with the area. The ceiling heights are really just to bring in that loft feel in, because it is wide open.
Yeah, because, I don't need to be, the reason I'm a little concerned about, just from what I read in the report, is that normally we don't allow spot rezonings for R2 in the middle of a single family area, so I'm just being very careful about it. I'm more concerned about the precedent it might set than the actual project, so I'm just trying to make sure that it's not going to create an influx of everybody saying, allow every single family house can just go without.
Well, it does
like,
look
how
like
how do I avoid that precedent?
Yeah, it does look like a single family. I know the one that's on Stafford on the corner there, they have 2 doors, so predominantly looks like automatically looks like a duplex. Where we're really just doing bigger windows on the main, bigger windows on the second, one entrance. So it looks like a two-story, and that's it. A couple of balconies off the back that are pretty short, just to serve some fresh air.
And have you talked with the neighbors on either side? And
that was her concern, or most of their people in that area. The concerns were, you're gonna build a duplex, you're gonna have it rented, somebody's gonna buy it, just rent it out.
Yeah.
I said, well, probably nobody's gonna buy this to rent because it's a 1-bedroom loft. They could buy a 3-bedroom house and make more money on it.
All right. I guess I just wanted to check with the staff too on the changes he's described in the slope issue, like the issue that there was raised here as a concern. Is that going to be addressed definitely by what's been said here?
I think the changes that Kevin Lawler and the planning department were looking for were minor in nature, and probably through the plan approval process, I think we can address all the issues.
So the recommendation is that this comes back to the community committee for plan approval,
comes
so
back
that
to
we're sure that those problems are addressed?
Yep.
So you'll have an opportunity as well.
And it sounds to me like this really was functioning. Like it had a half. Well, you weren't the owner before.
No, I wasn't the owner of the real estate.
But it was.
It does
I know you don't want to admit it. No, but you were the owner before. But it probably was an illegal duplex if it had two addresses.
Not illegal. It was probably non-conforming. In
that's
the
right.
60s.
That's a little
yeah.
This area.
Because mine's not non-conforming also.
In the 60s, under two bylaws ago, this area was all R2 duplex area. Mm-hmm. And there's a few in around that have lasted, and now they're non-conforming, that they were legal, and now they're allowed to remain. But now that this one has to be demolished, he loses his non-conforming rights. And
although it already was functioning that way probably for a long time. So
yeah.
Just I'm trying to find a way to make this not a precedent-setting problem, because
yeah.
I think we have to have a rationale for you know, there's some concern about keeping single family where possible. So
no, and I think that's good rationale that it did exist.
I mean, it really had two addresses
well,
already.
That particular
now it's going to look like one house.
Yeah, that particular street, though, is it faces a back lane,
mm-hmm.
and it faces a back lane.
I know, it's in the Guy Madden movie.
Yeah, like it's a really,
it's really
weird
different.
Street. Because we were actually looking at doing a single family, but we were trying to come up with a justification of how much we're going to make, how much we can
mm-hmm.
sell for. And who's going to buy a house where you're facing a back lane? So somebody's garage, you have garbage, and you're facing somebody's garbage, and you know, and you're trying to sell it for $300.
It's a unique street.
Yeah,
it is a unique situation. No, I think with all of that, yeah. Thank you. I think
yeah.
my questions
are
answered.
I don't have any further questions.
No,
thank you
very much.
Is there anyone whose name has not been called to speak to this application? You've seen that, Mr. Chairperson.
Okay.
Mr. Chairperson, I would move. I want to make sure I'm on the right, the rezoning.
Councillor Gervasi, one recommendation is
yes.
the condition should read City Center Community Committee. At
for
this
the plan
point,
approval?
The condition reads Riel Community
yes,
Committee.
Yes, it has the wrong community
yeah.
committee written here, so that'll
be
corrected.
Sorry, what page is that?
On page 5 of the administrative report, it says that that the final plans come back to Riel Community Committee, which is the wrong one.
Now, there is another typo on here. There's the owner's name is the previous owner on this particular application.
Oh, where's that?
Alan on page 3. Alan Chivalry.
Well, it says the applicant is this you,
yeah.
but the owner? Is
yeah,
it's
that was the previous owner.
The letter of authorization?
No, it says right here, the owner, like right under my name on page 3 here.
On that page. Maybe that's the other. Is that the other report that the second the conditional use?
This one here is
the variance. Is that the variance report?
Appendix A.
Oh, I can't find that page. Let's see.
That's not what we have on our.
Oh, that's not what we have in front of us.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's not a
okay.
worry. That's not what we're passing.
It's
okay.
It's in the body of the report. It doesn't affect the recommendation. We have all the correct owners and authorizations.
Okay.
Okay. So, with that, yes, I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.